We are the body of Christ, prayer warriors, a royal priesthood, seeking the face of God, representing the Lion of Judah, searching the Word, changing the world, one prayer at a time. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Back to Prayer with yours truly, Cassetta Duran. Today I'll be talking to you about praying for our pastors. Pastors have so many pressures and responsibilities of guarding the congregation, and God charges them with the responsibility of seeing after the flock. As you read in Acts 20 and 28, it says, "Take heed, take care, and be on guard for yourselves and for the whole flock, over which the Holy Spirit has appointed you as overseers, to the shepherd, tend, feed, guide the church of God, which he bought with his own blood." So we see that God charges the pastors with overseeing the flocks. And then we will find in 1 Timothy 2, 1 and 2, God exhorts the congregation. And it says, "I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior." And I understand that sometimes that we can get busy. We can start our day and we forget to pray for our pastor, for our pastor's wife, for their children, for their extended family. But in this season, God put a nudge in my spirit, one or two teachings on the responsibility that the congregation had to pray for its leaders. In times like these, we want to pray for our leaders that they will have a quiet and peaceable life, and that they will serve with joy and not with grief. Now, next week, I will give a greater teaching on what the scripture says about praying for our pastors. But I just wanted to give you a few short verses to put this in your spirit concerning praying for your pastors. On next week's episode, I will give a more in-depth study on what God requires of us as a congregation and the responsibility that he put on pastors to see over the flock, guide, correct us. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for another day that you have given us. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for a right mind, O God. Thank you for touching us right now from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, O God. Oh, Father, we come before you, God, seeking your face as never before. God, we come before you to cry out and pray for our leaders, our pastors, O God. God, we ask that you would touch them today, O God. Touch pastors everywhere, O God. Touch them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we ask that you would meet every one of their needs, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we ask that you would strengthen their spirit, man, O God. That you would strengthen their mind, that you would strengthen their hearts today. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now that no weapon formed against these men and women of God shall be able to prosper. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we come against Aman Sukumaman Sakaya, every weapon the enemy tries to form against the men and women of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for dispatching your angels all around your pastors, O God, all around your leaders, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. O God, shield and protect them in the mighty name of Jesus as they go out and come in, O God. oh God, as they tend to the business of the ministry, oh God. Oh God, we thank you for shielding and protecting them all day long, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name, oh God. Oh God, you said you gave us pastors after your own heart that will feed, oh God, the sheep, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you now, Lord, Amancia. Oh God, for blessing your men and women everywhere. Oh God, that took on the responsibility, oh God. Oh God, of leading your people that answered the call, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for touching them, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for destroying every yoke, oh God. Oh God, every enemy that presents itself in their place, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you right now, oh God. Oh God, that it will not work in the mighty name of Jesus. Raman Sokoria Tararaman Sokoria Tayan Rokoman Sekia Tararaman Sirolomohosian. Oh God, we're touch weariness right now, oh God. Oh God, touch tiredness in the name of Jesus. Lift every weight off the shoulders of these men and women of God. Oh God, touch the pastors everywhere, oh God. Oh God, never man so come on this. We come against every spirit of depression, oh God. We come against every spirit of loneliness, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh come on. Breathe on the men and women of God that lead your people, oh God. Renew their strength like the eagle today. Oh God, put running in their hand and clapping them on them. Put running in their feet and clapping in their hands, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, increase the anointing even the more, oh God. Oh God, be patient for blessing their wives, amen. And blessing their husband right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you for covering their children, oh God. Thank you for touching their extended family in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you right now, that no plot or plan of the enemy shall work against them. We plead the blood of Jesus over our pastors. We plead the blood of Jesus over our leaders. In the name of Jesus, oh oh God, don't let them become weary in well doing. Oh God, let them reap if they faint not, oh God. God, we lift every leader up to you. We lift every pastor up to you, oh God. Oh God, shine a light on them right now, oh God. And even their unspoken request, oh God. Oh God, the desires of their heart, oh God. Oh God, give it to them in the mighty name of Jesus. Rokon sakatara kasikea na mansoya. Ishekoto roman sekatara na mansia. We speak strength to the inner man. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you this morning. Rokonga me thank you today, Baba Sion. In the mighty name of Jesus, Hokoya. Oh God, thank you, Hamama Bobo Sierra Rabahaya. Given the victory on every side, given the victory in all areas of their life, oh God. And I'm gonna open up the windows of heaven and pour them out a blessing, oh God. They won't have room enough to receive, oh God. Bless their congregation, bless their people. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. Keep your body healed. Keep them physically strong. Keep them mentally strong. Keep them spiritually strong. In the mighty name of Jesus, so come on, Zion. We give your name all the glory. Ha! And we give your name all the praise. Ha! Come on, Zion. Oh, God, Yasonian Sakayan. Bless men and women everywhere. Rokomamansia, Romansia. Oh God, touch that pastor right now. That's weary, weary in their mind.
Oh, God, touch them right now. Oh, God, breathe on them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, do something special for them today. Oh, God, just to let them know that you're on their side. Thank you for touching our leaders. Thank you for touching our pastors. As they're leading, God is in feed us, God. Pour back into them which they have poured into us. And we give your name the glory and all the honor. And we tell you thank you. We tell you thank you in Jesus' name. Rokomama Saporobosia. Rokomama Mansia, thank you. Mama Mansia, we pass upon you. We magnify you and we glorify you. Mama Mansia, the Osha. Mama Mansia, Rolobosia. We thank you. Mama Mansia, thank you, Father. Rokomama Mansia, in Jesus' name. Mama Mansia, the Osha. Mama Mansoko, Mama Mansia, we thank you. It is so, and so it is. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you. Thank you again. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you. Romans 10 and 9 says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. There may be someone that says that I have done too much. I feel so far away from God. I have no peace in my life. You can be reconciled with God today. Repeat after me. Jesus, I trust you. I am a sinner. I repent of all my sins. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins, that Jesus was crucified, buried, and rose again from the dead. Jesus, come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. I pray in Jesus' name. If you said that short prayer, you are now saved. Find a Bible-based church, a word-based church, so that your faith may increase in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. If you are in the Columbia area, visit us, 3608 Covenant Road, Columbia, South Carolina, 29204. Or visit our website, www.bpwc.org. Or times of services. Thank you for listening to the Back to Prayer podcast. Grace and peace unto you. Wash me, Lord.